this is Nina. Welcome back to another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm doing good. I can't complain. I am just enjoying the last bits of summer, enjoying August to the best of my ability. So I hope all of you can say the same. So today, episode 4 is on mom guilt and mom shaming. And I believe that us as moms have gone through this once or twice, whether it has been mom guilt, mom shaming, or one of them. So you might be wondering, what is mom guilt? What is that? So much of mom's guilt comes from us as moms. We are thinking we aren't good enough, or that we don't make the right decisions, or thinking that we have something wrong with us. So mom guilt, a lot of it comes with us and our own inner thoughts and our own feelings. We have to really stop dwelling on those things, and we have to be proud of who we are. And even before becoming a mom, I never really knew much about mom guilt, but after becoming a mom, I guess for me, I learned about it and I felt some mom guilt of my own. Young moms feel it, and new moms often feel it a lot, that mom guilt. But even veteran moms have mom guilt as well. So you don't have to just be a new mom to feel it. You could be a mom of 3 or 4 and still feel it at times. So I feel like we have to learn how to undo those thoughts, learn how to talk ourselves through them, self-talk. So the guilt of feeling that you are a bad mom means you're really a good mom. You're a great mom. Women, we often sometimes feel like we're alone, and every mom feels guilt at some point or another because we're trying to understand the importance of what we're doing. We know that the job that we're doing is necessary. We know it's important. We know that raising and taking care of a life of a human being is a great job. It's a grand job, and it's a big job. So we know the importance of that job. I remember when Kojo was very young, he was still a newborn, and I did not want to leave him. In the beginning stages of him being a newborn, me being home, I was just healing and trying to take care of myself and get well. But I feel like after a couple of months had gone by and I felt more comfortable about going out and maybe doing some things, I wanted to do that, but I felt like in the back of my mind, I felt like, well, am I a good mom for leaving him, wanting to do something for myself, even though I knew that it was important, but I just didn't want to leave him. And it's not like I was leaving him with strangers. I was leaving him with my mom or with his dad. So I decided, and I'm like, you know what? I need to have me time. I need to do something for myself, even if I'm out of the house for a couple of hours. So I decided to go get my nails done, get a pedicure. This was a couple of months after Kojo was born, and my mom was with Kojo, so he was safe and he was well and he was happy. And I remember my first outgoing 2 months postpartum, and although I was very excited to be out, in the back of my mind I was wondering, how's Kojo doing? How's Kojo feeling? But although I was having those thoughts and somewhat of guilt leaving him so early and him being just so young, I knew this was important for me, for myself, and for my own well-being. So definitely talking to yourself, having that self-talk and changing the way that you're thinking and your mindset is very important, because you have to remember, you are a mom, but you are also you. I'm also Nina. So I have to do the things that I love to do the things that make me happy, have that alone time, have time to pamper myself, time to relax, time to see my friends. It's very, very important because I can't be the best mom that I can be if I'm not happy or doing well myself. So we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We are raising human beings, like I said before. We're changing lives. We're ultimately changing the world. So depending on how you see and view things, it really shapes how you feel. So I know it can get overwhelming at times, but it really doesn't have to. You don't have to have that weight and that guilt on your shoulders. Guilt can be just such a strong word. It can have a very negative connotation to it, and it's applying something offensive, that you are have wronged someone, that you've hurt someone, or that you've mistreated someone. And it's just not a negative, it's a negative word. It is a negative word. So you have to feed yourself with positive thoughts, and you don't want to beat yourself up. You don't want to sweat the small things. Going out to see a friend, walking in the park, it's good for yourself. So you don't want to sweat the small things. You don't want to overthink it. You don't want to put that guilt in your mind to begin with. And when you do those things, you'll feel better. You will never live up to the crazy expectations that the world likes to put on moms, or that the world likes to put on women, because they're so unrealistic. This insane expectations that is always put and placed on us in our head. We can never live up to that. We can never live up to that, even if we were to try. So I have some tips that can help women who are feeling mom guilt. I think these tips will be useful and helpful. One, I would say, remember, you will make mistakes, and that is okay. Mistakes are fine. It is okay to make mistakes, but it's how you deal with those mistakes, and it's how you handle those mistakes. So for example, let's say you make the mistake of not getting your son or your daughter, your baby, and I guess I'm speaking of maybe like a one-year-old, since my son is one. Maybe you're used to a schedule, like you're used to getting your child to nap at a certain time, and maybe this has been a hectic, crazy day, and you're running around, and you have errands, and your child did not sleep on time, and they're napping later, and you feel some guilt because you're like, wow, my child is sleeping 3-4 hours later than when they would normally nap, and you don't feel good about yourself. But you have to remember, it's okay. They might not have napped the time that they normally would nap in a day, but they're going to nap, and they're going to be okay. Number two, don't get stuck on the past, on the future. You can't change what you have done, and you can only move forward. So you're not going to get stuck on what happened the previous day or a week ago. Just focus ahead and focus on what you're doing. You don't want to live in the past. Be positive and know that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Choose not to focus on the negative. Try to stay in that positive mindset for yourself and for your child. Four, focus on all the ways you can do it right. So don't think about the negative. Don't think, well, if this were to happen, it would be very negative, and I don't want this to go this kind of way. Like, think of how you can do things right. So think, okay, if my child usually naps at 2 p.m. and they're napping at 3:30, it's okay. You're still doing it right. It's fine. You don't want to make a big deal about it. Five, ask for help. If you need help from someone, ask it. If you're unsure, if you're unclear, if you just need time for yourself, if you need help in understanding something, ask. It's never wrong to ask for help. Number six, love yourself. Love yourself for all that you are doing. Love yourself for all that you're learning and growing. Love yourself. Seven, it's okay to have me time. remember that. It's okay to go out of the house. It's okay to treat yourself. It's okay to be away from your baby for a couple of hours. It is okay. You physically need it, especially as a new mom. You physically need that time for yourself, that separation. And even if you're not a new mom, even now for myself, like, I still go and I do things for myself, and I don't always have my son with me. So, because I need that time and I know it's important. You do not have to be, like I said, around your kids 24/7 to be a good parent. You can be a good parent and not be around your children all the time. It is okay. You don't have to listen to what the next mom is doing. You know what you're doing, and you know what you're doing is best. So at the end of the day, just shed the guilt and release it. Shed the guilt and release it. All right, switching gears. Mom shaming is another topic. Mom shaming is simply when you put a person's critiques or regards or disregards as a mother or both for a parent. You take what they say, what he or she might say, and you kind of choose to believe them, and their opinions often differ from the choices of the shamer. So basically, what they, to put it, I guess, in simple terms, mom shaming is someone has a critique, maybe about something that you are doing that they think is wrong, and how they handle or usually do this thing, it's completely different from how you do it, and they shame you for doing that. And celebrity are also, well, usually almost, they're victims of this mom shaming because their life is on the internet and it's on display, and people think that because they're celebrities and their life and everything is out there, they get judged a whole lot. But it's not just celebrities who are on the other end of mom shaming. It's us regular moms as well. And often we as women, we mom shame one another. And I have seen it often so many times on the internet. Us women speaking negatively to one another. I know on social media, I'm in different mommy groups, and sometimes a mom will post and ask a question. It could be about anything. It could be about any particular topic. It could be about formula, breastfeeding. It could be about sleep training. It could be about anything. And some people are just so quick to judge or to write back negative comments, to shame the mom and make the mom feel that guilt or upset. And the mom was just asking a question. And sometimes you have to think, well, you might do something a particular way, but it doesn't mean that someone else would do it the same way. And that's okay. You don't need to shame someone for what they're doing. You don't need to shame someone for how they're feeling. You don't need to shame someone for just simply asking a question and asking for help. And I think that's why often so many women do not want to ask help, because they're afraid of what the comments might be like. So I have 10 tips to stand up to mom shaming. Number one, know that being a parent, you will get judged in some way, shape, or form, but it's probably unlikely to get around it. You're probably unlikely to get around it. You're gonna get shamed in some way, shape, or form at some point in time as a mom. But it's all about how you react. It could be from a friend. It could be from a family member. But it's all about how you react to it. Number two, understanding that when some people judge, that is usually just them talking about themselves. So understanding, you know, people are going to probably judge you. They're probably not going to agree with everything that you do, but that's usually just telling something about themselves. It usually is. It might be a telling of how they feel about themselves. 3, don't listen to the quote-unquote know-it-alls who think that they know everything. There are going to be moms who think that they know everything, that they think that their way is the best, their way or the highway, and you can't listen to them. No matter what you say to them, even if you try to argue with them or plead with the know-it-alls, like it says, they know it all. So it really doesn't matter. It's not worth your time to change their view or their mindset. 4, mom shaming is a cover up for someone's own insecurities or guilt about things that they wish they had done differently. So sometimes you have moms that wish that they would have, let's say, breastfed instead of formula fed. So some moms might not have been able to breastfeed because they didn't have produce enough milk. So let's say you could post a question online, or you could be talking to a friend and they might be very judgmental or feeling a certain way about you breastfeeding. They might feel guilt because they might feel like, man, I wish I was able to breastfeed my child, but because you are, they might want to shame you because of their own insecurities or guilt or how they're feeling. And you can't really let that get to you. You can't let someone's own insecurities become your problem. You just can't. You can try to help them and try to talk to them and make them feel better, I guess, if it's a friend of yours, but that can't become your burden. 5, stick with people who support you. Limit social media time. So if you are on social media and you are on different mommy groups, remember to limit it. Remember, you stick with people that support you and that you love you and that have your best interest in heart. And if there are any haters or moms who are shaming, just kind of disregard that and don't feed into it and don't read into it too much. 6, expect that some days you will feel like you messed up. Some days you won't be feeling your best. Some days you feel like you could have done more, you could have done a lot better, and that is okay. We're not perfect and we make mistakes. And that, just know that it's okay to have some slip-ups and some mess-ups. It's fine. 7, use sense of humor as an armor against judgment. So if someone is judging you and shaming you for whatever reason, you can use humor to kind of lighten the mood, or humor to make yourself laugh. 8, don't be influenced by non-parents. I have seen this before. So sometimes non-parents will be the first ones to want to judge you for what you're doing, and they're not even a parent themselves. So I wouldn't even worry about non-parents trying to tell you as a parent what you should be doing for your own child. 9, what you take as judgment may be ignorance. So sometimes people are just ignorant, and their ignorance is really just them showing who they are. But what you take as judgment is really just kind of ignorance on their end. Ignorance, lack of knowledge, lack of education, lack of just not knowing. A lot of times that's just judgment. One thing I know that is definitely lack of ignorance is that you have some people who think and say that Black moms do not breastfeed, and that is totally false, and that's not true. I mean, I do know statistics show that you don't have as many Black and brown women breastfeeding as you do as white women, but that does not go to say or show that Black moms do not breastfeed at all, because Black moms do breastfeed, and we are out there and we are doing it.
So that would be one of the things that is definitely an ignorant statement to say or ignorant statement to think, because we do breastfeed. Number 10, you know your child better than anyone else. So if anybody is trying to tell you how to raise your child, what to do with your own child, remember, you know your child better than anyone on the internet will, better than anyone on the streets will. And most children turn out very well despite what the criticizers would like to say. Children turn out well. So there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be hiccups. There's going to be mistakes made. You're going to have guilt. Mom shaming is going to happen. But know at the end of the day, your child will be just fine. Just fine. So just remember that. You can say, my baby, my fine, my child will be just fine. My child will be fine no matter what. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. I hope you enjoyed it. You all have a good one. Till next time.